My name's Rob Jelly. This is BBC Upload. And if you like sunshine, you're going to love my next guest. Author I have for you, who has 5 books out to date, a 6th one on the way later this year, Chris Penhall. I sat down with her a couple of weeks ago to have a chat about her writing journey, to share some tips and advice for you if perhaps you're just starting out. Do you feel like you were always meant to be a writer?
Yes, now I do. Now I have been validated by having my books published. I feel that somebody has turned on a tap. It's like somebody opened a bottle and all of this creativity has come out, all of these ideas that I must have been walking around with forever coming out, and now I have the confidence to follow them up. But I also think that sometimes things aren't at the time you think they should be, but if you look at it at the bigger picture, sometimes they're at the right time.
This has become a bit of a phrase for 2024, I think, so I think it might become the motto of Upload, but don't wait for permission. Don't wait for someone to say, you're allowed to go and make a film, you're allowed to write a book. Because I imagine that didn't happen for you. No one said to you, Chris, you're allowed to write a book now.
No, I started trying to write a book a very long time ago. And I remember sitting down, and this is before computers, by the way, one evening.
Not carving in stone, we're talking typewriters.
Just a bit after that. Okay. No, I didn't even have a typewriter at home. I actually had pen and pad, and I sat there, had an evening on my own. I thought, I'm going to start writing now. And I remember, I can still remember, I can picture where I was on this day, on the sofa, and I thought, right, glass of wine. And I thought, I'm going to start writing. Do you know what? I didn't write anything.
Well, I can tell you why. There's a glass of wine involved.
There's a glass of wine involved. Doesn't always help. Doesn't always help. But I know why I didn't write anything and I didn't try again for a while. And the reason I know now is I had put a barrier in place that told me, that was me telling me, that I had to be brilliant right from the start. I had to have this idea and I was going to sit and I was going to write. You know, like in the films where you have all of these these novelists just tapping away and it doesn't look like they're
frantically doing, smashing a keyboard.
No, no, or going to make a cup of tea or thinking they should go and do the hoovering or any of that or whatever, or getting distracted now by social media. I had it in my head, and this was an entirely self-inflicted barrier, that I couldn't do it because I hadn't got an idea. And now I know all you've got to do is just write a line. Because once you've written a line, you've written something, you've got something to work with. Doesn't matter if you cross that line out. You've done something. Yeah. And it's when I started doing that many years later that my very slow progress to becoming a published author started.
Was there any introduction to storytelling in your life?
Yes. Well, my family always had library books. I always loved reading books. So reading was always part of my family life. I remember, because I lived in Essex and Wales, I'm from South Wales originally. I remember I used to go and hide in Harlow Library as a child and read books. And I used to go, when I was back in Neath, I used to go to Neath Library and read plays. And then what happened was I just sort of ended up in places without really making an effort that meant I was around storytellers. So my first job was at the BBC a long time ago. And one of the programmes I worked on was called Bookshelf. So entirely, I didn't apply for this. I just ended up on a book programme, which introduced me to people that loved books. They used to have a little cupboard with all of the books. We used to get authors coming in, the presenter.
And I guess you become exposed to stuff that you might not necessarily have searched out for yourself.
Oh, it was a real learning curve. It was wonderful things. I did a degree in English and History, so I was always interested in reading and books. But it was that exposure to people that had actually written that was really interesting. And then I went to live in Portugal, which was wonderful,
as you do.
And that was really the key. And I was in this absolutely stunning place that inspired me, but also I was relaxed. I think that when you want to write, you've got so many other things going on if it's not your job, that it's really hard to find not only the time to do it, but to allow yourself to relax, which is the best way to write. So I started writing, and I wrote such rubbish, Rob. It was terrible, and I thought it was good. But I'd obviously opened the floodgates, and then I came back, and then my life changed considerably because, unfortunately, my husband became ill and then he died, and I was while this was going on, I decided I needed something for me because we had two young children and there was a lot of pressure. Anybody that's been through this kind of thing will understand that. So I enrolled on a Writer's Bureau course because I needed something for myself.
For you.
There is a point to this story. This is the randomness of me accidentally finding book things. And one day I was looking for other opportunities and I was walking down Great Portland Street. I'd been to a shadow shift at Radio 2 doing something. And I bumped into somebody I used to work with at BBC Essex in Great Portland Street at about 11 o'clock.
Of course you did.
And she said, what are you doing here? Caroline Barker, who's now a sports presenter. And I said, oh, just sort of looking for bits of work, you know, just because I'm a freelance. She said, I run a podcast company and we're looking for producers. Send me your CV. So I did. And that's how I ended up working on the Richard and Judy Book Club podcast for 9 years. So 3 or 4 times a year, I'd go into a lovely hotel in central London and I would record extra content with all of these authors. And that brought me into contact with people that had actually finished a book.
Yeah.
And sort of I used to get advice and I used to chat to people and I met people who were first-time novelists. I met hugely established novelists. I met publicists. You know, I met all of these people and it was wonderful and a real privilege and a pleasure. And it made it seem more accessible. It made it feel like I could do it.
Yeah. Author Chris Penhall sitting down to chat with me a couple of weeks ago about tips and tricks that she's learned along the way. And clearly, hanging around with other creatives who have the same passion is a big must in Chris's book. No, I don't. Chris Penhall is this week's Upload Advisor, a published author of 5 books, the latest being Summer in Your Eyes, which is out now. Some of her previous books make up a sort of series. Now, I've known Chris personally for a few years, and it's been lovely to see her career start and blossom, but I've never really chatted with her about her writing and the things she's learned along the way, which is what I want to share with you now. How do you know how long that series can last when you're writing?
That's a very difficult question, and I have written a series by accident. It was never meant to be that. My first novel, The House That Alice Built, basically took me 8 years from starting to write it to eventually winning a competition and getting a publishing contract. I wrote it, and now I know I wrote it, because I know what the ending is, and I deliberately did this ending that was a little bit up in the air, but for me, it was the right ending for my character. But I can see if you read a book, you think, what's going to happen to Alice now? Honestly, what's going to happen? And so I had this other idea of a book in my mind called Finding Summer Happiness. And I was about, that was the one I wanted to write, but it wasn't the right time. And I thought, you know what? This is, I need to write a sequel to this, because actually people had read the book and said, what's going to happen next? So I wrote the sequel, and actually it fell into place really easily because I knew the setting.
Yeah.
I knew the characters. I knew what I wanted to happen to the main character. It was thinking of the things that needed to be resolved, because I write light, romantic, humorous fiction, but there's always a reality in it. Otherwise you can't relate to it, can you? And I knew what I wanted to do, and I then had to make that decision of which characters I wanted to keep. I think that's quite hard, that's key.
Yeah.
And then who I wanted to introduce. And so I wrote these 2 books. I thought, there we are then. I've written 2. But I loved writing about Portugal. I love writing all my books, but
there's a soft spot for Portugal.
A soft spot. Well, it was where I first really properly started writing, and I love it, and I lived there, and it changed my life, and I go there a lot. And so I wrote Finding Summer Happiness, which is set in Wales, which was very close to my heart, after I wrote that. And then I thought, I actually would like to write another Portuguese novel, but I don't think I want to write something in Cascais near Lisbon now. I feel I don't want to torture my heroine anymore. I think Alice has had enough. Because you get very attached to these people you make up in your head.
You know, so many authors say this. Yes. They get attached and then you start limiting yourself as to what you can and can't do to them.
Yes. Yes.
They're
not real, but I don't want to hurt her anymore. She's been through such a lot. And and so I thought the location as well. And actually, I started writing that book during the pandemic. And I go to Lagos in the Algarve a lot. And I couldn't get there. And I think I wanted to write about somewhere I loved very, very much, that I would imagine walking down the streets and how it felt and how it smelled and what it sounded like. And so I wrote another book, which is called The House on the Hill, with different characters. But I had to then decide which of the characters I would bring down from the first two books. So I sort of got two ones. And I know who's my favourite.
Again, I feel like I want to ask that question, but maybe if I just leave it there without answering the question. Yeah, I'm going to leave that. I'm not going to ask the question because...
No,
I don't want to know.
No, you want to read the books and find out. I've only just realised that was like a light bulb moment last week.
Last week.
So I wonder why that character's in all... Oh, it must be my favourite character. So anyway, so I wrote this...
No wrong way. I think what you've demonstrated... Yes. I know this is something I repeat quite a lot on Upload, but... Yeah. There's no wrong way of doing stuff, no. and there's actually no one right way. No. There are multiple right ways of writing a book, of making a film.
Yeah, no, there isn't, and I think that's my learning curve from when I said I sat in my living room all those years ago and decided I couldn't do it because I couldn't think of anything profound or interesting or a story or anything to write. That's not the right way to do it. Just write a sentence. Doodle, as if you were doodling, and then doodle a bit more and doodle a bit more, and then it'll start to come, and don't worry about it because you've got to enjoy it. You're spending a lot of time in your own head.
Yeah.
You have got to love it. I would love to make, I'm just saying it out there, I'd love to make loads of money out of my books, thank you very much. If I say it out loud often, I do make money, but you know,
manifest
I'm not
it.
J.K. Rowling, but you would love to, but the reason you do it is because you love it. You've got something to say, and you've got to hold on to that because then you can relax and write.
Sun in Your Eyes is the latest book out, and then there's another one to follow up later this year in the Portuguese sort of series.
Currently called, because I'm not good at titles, currently called The House That Florence Left.
Could you give us one do and one don't when it comes to writing?
I'm going to say the cliche. Write. Don't put too much pressure on yourself to achieve everything all at once.
Very good advice.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, obviously. But, you know, it's just nice to hear it, isn't it, sometimes? You know, a bit of encouragement. Chris, where can we find you online so people can keep an eye on journey from here?
Right. I've got a website, chrispenhall.co.uk. I am also on Instagram as Christine Penhall and Facebook as Chris Penhall Author.
I hope that has helped in some way, even if it is to dispel some myth or an idea you've had previously, but maybe just to give you a little nugget, a little sort of encouragement to get started, make that book happen. No one can tell you to start, and no one can tell you you're not an author. If you ever need permission, I'm giving it to you every single week on this here show.